Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith and narration which has been passed down to us from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This hadith is about friendship and the criterion for understanding and distinguishing who a real friend and a good friend is. You know, as we are in the month of Muharram, we really need to look at the wisdom that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has passed down to us. This is a very important month in the Islamic calendar spiritually, especially for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, as well as all of the freedom-loving freedom-seeking people of this world. And not only is it spiritually a good month to reconnect to the A'imma alayhimus salam through the commemoration of their martyrdom and through, you know, our participation in the mourning ceremonies that are conducted in Muharram, but it is also a good month to take another look at the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his and wisdom that he imparted to us, not only regarding his revolution, but also in general terms, things in general about Islam and the world. One of those things is this hadith, which we will recite for you today. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Man ahabbaka nahaka." If there is somebody who really loves you, he will prohibit you from doing bad things. "Waman abghadaka aghraka." And if there's somebody who doesn't like you, he will deceive you. If he sees you doing something bad, right, he will convince you and deceive you into thinking that what you're not doing is bad and you should go on and continue doing it. Right? So if you see that you're doing something bad and the person who you think is your friend is not stopping you from doing so, but he is rather encouraging you to do so and he's making excuses for you, right? Trying to convince you that what you're doing is not bad. Oh, for whatever reason, he might say that, oh, God is very forgiving, he's going to forgive you. Or you have an excuse, there's no, you don't have anything to worry about. You know, this is not some, it is wrong, but in normal situations, under the situation that you're in, it's not really something bad. Right? These excuses that he's making for you and deceiving for you, if you see this, you know, coming from your, what you assume to be your friend, then you should know that he's not really your friend. He's really somebody who is your enemy, even though he might be thinking that he is your friend, right? But in reality, he is your enemy. You know, friendship is one of those very important things in this world, and it's one of those things that can determine our felicity in the hereafter or our wretchedness in the hereafter. You know, in the Holy Quran, one of the things that it relates from the people, the damned on the Day of Judgment, or when they enter hell, is that they will say, "Ya laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila." I wish that I had not taken so-and-so, such-and-such a person as my friend. He led me astray. Right, so it's important for us to, you know, kind of determine who our real friends are and who are not. And we can use this criterion that Imam Hussein has given us today to do so. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at friendship in the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.